Hello, I'm Dr. David Spock, Professor of Medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine, and this talk will address counseling for the prevention of transmission of hepatitis C. In this talk, I'm going to focus on four main areas for counseling patients on preventing transmission of hepatitis C: injection drug use, sexual, household, and mother to child. In terms of the counseling, it's important to sort out whether the counseling is for an HCV negative individual who's trying to prevent becoming infected with hepatitis C, as shown on the left, or whether it involves a person with known hepatitis C and you're counseling them on preventing the transmission of hepatitis C to others, as shown on the right. Let's start off with counseling for patients with injection drug use. In the United States, injection drug use is by far the most common mode of transmission of hepatitis C. Thus, it's important to address safe injection practices both for persons who test negative for hepatitis C and may acquire infection, as well as those who test positive and may transmit hepatitis C to others. As shown in this pie graph, injection drug use accounts for more than 3/5 of cases of hepatitis C. As this graphic clearly shows, the likelihood that an injection drug user will test positive for hepatitis C increases with increasing numbers of years of injection drug use. For individuals with injection drug use for 10 to 20 years, the prevalence for hepatitis C is nearly 90%. It is important for injection drug users to know that if they clear hepatitis C, either naturally or through treatment, they can become reinfected with hepatitis C. It's extremely important to counsel persons who inject drugs that viral pathogens can be transmitted via blood contamination of the injection materials, including needles, syringes, cookers, filters, water, or water containers. Studies have shown that hepatitis C virus can survive for prolonged periods in syringes, and one study found that hepatitis C survived for up to 63 days in syringes. In another study, investigators showed that hepatitis C survived for up to 3 weeks in bottled water. These investigators concluded, "This study demonstrates the potential risk of hepatitis C virus transmission among injection drug users who share water, filters, and water containers, and will help to define public health interventions to reduce hepatitis C virus transmission." The CDC has issued key counseling messages for patients who inject drugs to help prevent the transmission of hepatitis C. They are as follows: stop or reduce the frequency of injection drug use, receive substance use treatment, if continuing to use injection drugs, always use new sterile needles and syringes, do not share needles or syringes, safely dispose of needles and syringes, do not reuse or share other injection materials such as cookers, filters, and water containers. If possible, use sterile water to prepare drugs. Next, let's address the counseling of sexual transmission of hepatitis C. The first question to ask is, can hepatitis C be spread through sexual contact? The CDC has answered this question by stating, yes, but the risk of transmission from sexual contact is believed to be low. The risk increases for those who have multiple sex partners, have a sexually transmitted disease, engage in rough sex, or are infected with HIV. More research is needed to better understand how and when hepatitis C can be spread through sexual contact. An article published in 1999 reported that the risk of sexual acquisition of hepatitis C correlated with the number of lifetime sexual partners, but this study did not specify whether the partners were heterosexual or homosexual partners. A subsequent study specifically addressed the issue of the risk of transmitting hepatitis C among monogamous serodiscordant couples. This study enrolled 895 monogamous heterosexual spouses of hepatitis C infected individuals, and these couples were prospectively followed for 10 years. This corresponded to more than 7,000 person years of observation. All couples denied anal sex, sex during menses, or condom use. Overall, Three transmissions occurred, but the phylogenetic analysis of the isolates did not support sexual intraspousal transmission. The authors summarized their findings by stating, "Our data indicate that the risk of sexual transmission of hepatitis C virus within heterosexual monogamous couples is extremely low or even null. No general recommendations for condom use seem required for individuals in monogamous partnerships with hepatitis C virus infected partners. Based on all the available data, the 2010 STD guidelines issued the following recommendation. Hepatitis C virus positive persons with one long-term steady sex partner do not need to change their sexual practices. They should discuss the low but present risk for transmission with their partner and discuss the need for counseling and testing." More recently, clusters of hepatitis C virus transmission have been reported among HIV-infected men who have sex with other men. In these cases, investigators have identified several risk factors for transmission, including unprotected anal intercourse, concurrent anogenital infections, sex while high on methamphetamine, rough or traumatic sexual practices, and group sex. On account of these reports, several experts have recommended the following for HIV-infected men who are sexually active with other men. Number one, perform annual hepatitis C virus antibody screening for those who are hepatitis C virus seronegative. Number two, provide counseling regarding hepatitis C virus transmission among men who have sex with men. And number three, provide specific counseling for sexual risk reduction. Although household transmission of hepatitis C, not through sexual contact or drug use, plays a minor role in the epidemic, it is an issue that persons diagnosed with hepatitis C frequently have questions about that need addressing. Several studies have shown that hepatitis C virus can survive outside of the host on environmental surfaces for an estimated 16 hours to 4 days. In addition, if the virus is in a liquid medium, the survival can be significantly longer, even up to 20 weeks. Accordingly, blood contamination on a razor, a nail clipper, or a toothbrush could potentially result in the transmission of hepatitis C. Accordingly, the CDC recommends the following. Number one, avoid sharing items with potential blood contamination, razors, nail clippers, and toothbrushes. Number two, clean up any blood spill with appropriate methods. Specifically, they recommend using a dilution of a 1-part bleach to 10 parts water and wear gloves during the cleanup of the blood spill. And number three, cover any cuts or sores. It's also very important for the patient with hepatitis C and their household members to understand that hepatitis C is not spread in the household by the following: sharing eating utensils, sharing food or sharing water, sneezing, coughing, holding hands, hugging, or kissing. Now let's look at the counseling messages for pregnant women with hepatitis C. In the United States, each year, approximately 40,000 births involve women infected with hepatitis C virus. The risk of mother-to-child transmission of hepatitis C is estimated at 3-10%, with more recent data placing the risk at about 4%. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently reviewed this issue and identified several factors that increase the risk of mother-to-child hepatitis C transmission, including high hepatitis C RNA levels at delivery, maternal HIV co-infection, female gender of the baby, or prolonged rupture of membranes. In contrast, they found that cesarean delivery and breastfeeding have not been shown to increase the risk of mother-to-child hepatitis C transmission. Information regarding recommendations to reduce the risk of mother-to-child transmission of hepatitis C can be summarized as follows. There's no known effective intervention. Hepatitis C treatment is contraindicated during pregnancy. Cesarean delivery is acceptable if indicated. It's important to avoid prolonged rupture of membranes. The baby needs hepatitis C testing and follow-up. And last, breastfeeding is considered safe unless nipples are cracked or the nipples are bleeding. There are a few additional counseling messages recommended by the CDC for persons with hepatitis C virus infection. Do not donate blood, organs, tissue, or semen. Persons should not be excluded from work, school, play, childcare, or other settings on the basis of their hepatitis C virus infection status. There are no CDC recommendations to restrict a healthcare worker who is infected with hepatitis C virus. In summary, here are some key points related to counseling for preventing hepatitis C transmission. Tailor the message to the patient based on whether the person is hepatitis C negative or hepatitis C positive. Persons with injection drug use should not share or reuse any syringes, needles, or drug injection equipment. The risk of sexual transmission is low in monogamous heterosexual couples, but higher if a high number of sexual partners are involved. The risk of hepatitis C transmission in HIV-infected persons is significant with male-to-male sex that involves high-risk sex, especially with methamphetamine use. The risk of mother-to-child hepatitis C transmission is low, and hepatitis C-infected women should not avoid pregnancy or avoid breastfeeding. Hepatitis C is not spread by casual household contact, but persons should not share razors, toothbrushes, or nail clippers.